The Canarian Weekly Local News, exclusively on Oasis FM.
The National Police are investigating the case of a two-year-old child who tested positive for cocaine and cannabis. The child was rushed to Candelaria Hospital by his parents, who live in Anyatha, as he was unconscious. He was admitted to intensive care, and after running a urine test that came back positive, the medical staff notified the police. After interviewing the paediatrician who treated the minor, police also questioned the child's father, who they arrested shortly after. The child's mother has been summoned to declare her version of the events. A 29-year-old man has been arrested in Fuerteventura for corruption of minors after two girls aged 15 and 17 denounced that he'd offered them money in exchange for having sex when they were in a bakery in Puerto del Rosario. The girls told national police officers that the man had approached them in the bakery and asked them their age. Even when he knew they were minors, he still offered them €1,000 to have sex with him. The detainee was identified as a 29-year-old Ecuadorian man with a police record. Police have arrested a 64-year-old Algerian man red-handed in El Mirador de las Teresitas for attempting to break into a car. The police operation used plainclothed officers to survey the area in order to catch this type of criminal dedicated to breaking into tourist rental cars and stealing valuables. The detainee, a known criminal, also had 12 different fake IDs. And finally, Grenadier Town Hall has closed Leocadio Machado Beach in El Medano as a precautionary measure after a small contamination level of E. coli was detected. A local council spokesman stated that the contamination only affects this beach, so it has temporarily been closed. However, as the level presents a minimal health risk, they hope to reopen the beach in the next 24 hours, if analysis shows the levels have dropped. The same beach was closed for the same reason in June, along with another three beaches in the El Medano area. The council says they have contracted an external company to analyse the seabed, which will detect the origin of the bacterium. For the latest on these and other stories, please visit our website and Facebook pages.
For more news, pick up the Canarian Weekly every Friday. Tenerife's only weekly British newspaper.